Tom in Oklahoma, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you?
Well, hi. We're going to be pulling a house this summer, or starting this summer. And one of the things that we've talked about is a wind generator for our power. I can't find information on, I guess, one small enough for a house. And is that a good idea, do you think?
Well, in the Oklahoma area, you've got, what is it, Oklahoma Gas and Electric? Are they your service provider currently?
No, we live out on a co-op.
Okay, because Oklahoma Gas and Electric, they have a very comprehensive website, which is OGE.com. And they actually harvest wind power through wind farms, and they provide a great deal of their power through wind energy, and they might be a great place to start.
Okay, but what my thought was, if I could have my own generator, then I could stop paying the electric company.
Well, yeah, you want to be very green here, and certainly you could install your own wind generator. You're going to need a tower and, of course, the generator, and it's going to be a pretty big investment, so I'm not quite sure how long you're going to have that before you get a payoff. And also, there's been a long history of accidents from home-installed generators, so you need to make sure that it's installed correctly, because it has to be properly attached. And just imagine the stresses that are going to be placed on that in a high windstorm, and that's why it has to be so carefully installed. So if you want to do something that's very green, in other words, very good for the environment, you can buy your energy from an environmentally sensitive provider like the work that's being done by OG&E, or you could also consider solar as an option. Certainly you could pick up a lot of energy that way and set up your system so that it feeds back into the power grid excess energy.
Oh, yeah, and then they pay you back.
Well, and another thought, that one of the things, we're going to have a very green house, and one of the things that we wanted was the tankless water heaters. We're building a 5-bedroom house with 5 bathrooms, and I've been led to believe that the electric models are not efficient to run more than one bathroom at a time.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. The best tankless water heaters are gas-powered, and the gas piping has to be the right size, too, because while they don't use a lot of gas, they need a lot of volume for a very short period of time, so it has to be sized correctly. So are you going to have access to gas?
Well, we weren't going to. That's why I wanted the generator, but I'm mixing both directions. I mean, I like gas heat and I like gas cooking, but if I could stop using, you know, a fossil fuel, that would be a good thing.
Yeah, but I think that it's going to be the least expensive way for you to heat your house and to cook is going to be gas. So, you know, you could have a good chance of using very little gas if you have a very energy efficient home. And what I would recommend, if I had my options, is I would always have gas first, and then I would have electric for everything else.
And, well, thank you for all your help. I love your show. You guys sure give out a lot of good information for people.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks
so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.